Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls. On The Bright Side, we've got a new number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We want to help you change your life today. We want to help you help others change their lives today as well. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you've been dealing with the medical model unsatisfactorily, if you're still on prescription drugs, if your doctor told you you're going to be on prescription drugs for the rest of your life, this represents a failure of medicine to take care of the body. But we don't need medicine, folks. Good nutrition, good breathing, correct thoughts and correct emotions, spirituality, whatever that is for you, that's pretty much it. Put the good stuff in, take the bad stuff out. We can help you understand how to do it. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to join the Bright Side Ben phone team, or join the Bright Side Ben team, call the phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. For one-time $10 fee, you can start yourself a longevity business, earn yourself thank you checks, work out of the home, enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business, and participate and enjoy the longevity culture of health and wellness without drugs, without medication, without the medical model. That's 866-735-2470. Of course, you can also just get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee, or you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join the Team link. Or check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and click on the Join the Team link. We update pharmacistben.com with news stories and blog posts regularly. Thank you to Robert Lundgren, my webmaster. You can also go over to benfuchsarchives.com and search any of the programs, which are archived all at brightsideben.com and also at pharmacistben.com with search engines. Okay, welcome to The Bright Side. Once again, we're talking about hormones, a subject really super important subject, as important for health as it is misunderstood. It's a misunderstood subject, and it's a critical subject. One of the most significant players, arguably the most significant players in the functioning of the body in all of biology, that's the hormones. They're the major control point for what a cell does or doesn't do. And we always say all disease is cell disease. So clearly all disease, if all disease is cell disease, there's going to be some kind of hormone level that can be affected or hormone level that is affected. Any kind of inappropriate or unhelpful activity in the cell, cells make too much of something, too little of something, growing too fast, not growing fast enough, is going to involve on some level a hormone. Everything a cell does, for better or worse, is done in response to the action of hormones. And in this way, all health, all illness, all disease on some level involves the functioning of hormones. There's two kinds of hormones. Well, there's lots of different hormones, but one way we can classify hormones is by classifying them as soluble liquids, think like water, And these are squirted out into the bloodstream, usually. And then there's another type of hormone that's more like a steam. It's sprayed out. It's sprayed out as a mist or as a gas. And because of this misting effect or gas effect, they have rapid effects, and they don't require the participation of the brain. They act locally. So you'll cut yourself and a mist will get secreted out to cause some kind of inflammatory effect or wound-like effect in response to this kind of steam that is emitted in response to injury. These are gas hormones, and they're important for the emergency response because they act so quickly, especially when it comes to protection slash inflammation and wounds. We talked about carbon monoxide. We talked about hydrogen sulfide. And most recently, we've been talking about nitric oxide. That's the bodybuilder's favorite hormone gas because nitric oxide is a major actor in building and in growth and in repair. All of the gas hormones have a kind of a dual nature. They're known more for their toxicity. Obviously, everybody knows about carbon monoxide in high concentrations. It's a deadly gas, an odorless deadly gas. Hydrogen sulfide is a stinky deadly gas. And likewise, nitric oxide is a key component of air pollution, and it has a toxicity to it. But like its colleagues, like its cousins, hydrogen sulfide and carbon monoxide, nitric oxide is critical to the optimal functioning of the body. And at just the right amounts, nitric oxide is not a toxic gas at all, but rather a magical breeze, a magical wind that is especially important for the circulatory system. And it's been known about, at least something like nitric oxide has been known about, for 150 years, since the beginning of the pharmacological model, the modern pharmacological era, mid-19th century. That's when nitric oxide, really one of the first drugs, nitric oxide supporting agents. We'll talk about what I mean here in a little bit. Nitric oxide supporting agents were known to open up blood vessels, relax blood vessels. Nitric oxide's amazing, amazing power, especially when you consider how short-acting it is and how temporary it is. Nitric oxide's amazing power is really a function of its two elements, its two major elements. Nitric oxide is just two little atoms, nitrogen and oxygen. And in the world of biochemicals in the body, it doesn't get much simpler than two elements, nitric oxide, nitrogen, and oxygen. In fact, all the gas hormones, carbon monoxide is carbon and oxygen, and hydrogen sulfide is just hydrogen and sulfur, just very tiny little elements. But nonetheless, they've got amazing, amazing properties. In the case of nitric oxide, the power of nitric oxide is a function of nitrogen and of oxygen. Oxygen is breathed into the body, super important, obviously. Nothing's going to throw the body off kilter and into anti-building and anti-repair and pro-aging and disease faster than a shortage of oxygen. That's why deep breathing is so, so, so important. Oxygenation, maybe the single most important health strategy you could ever use. Deep breathing is an important strategy for maintaining, helping the body maintain good oxygen levels. So is moving the lymph in the circulatory system by using a rebounder, mini trampoline, or walking, or running, or any kind of bodily movement. All of these are ways of increasing oxygenation to the tissue. Just the action of the chest muscles when you're breathing can have a pumping effect on the movement of lymph and the movement of blood through the circulatory system. Correcting digestive imbalances, eliminating food toxins, pro-inflammatory food toxins, all of this can have a beneficial effect on circulation, the movement of fluids, and thus oxygenation. So can a good probiotic supplement. A good probiotic supplement can be as effective or nearly as effective for oxygenation as, well, maybe not as effective as breathing, but certainly it's pretty darn important. A good probiotic supplement can help us process our foods and eliminate inflammation and digestive toxicity, thereby improving oxygenation of tissues. Maybe not as important as breathing, but certainly very, very important. As far as nitrogen goes, you got to eat that. You're not going to be able to breathe nitrogen, even though our atmosphere is three-quarters or even more nitrogen. That nitrogen is unavailable to the human body until soil, or more appropriately, bugs in the soil, bacteria in the soil, transform it into a usable form. And this way, the humble little bacteria is responsible for the lives and the optimum functioning of every animal on the planet, including human beings. And how do you eat this nitrogen? Only one way, protein. The air is nearly 80% oxygen, but in this gas form, it's inactive, and it takes those little bacteria in the soil, they call them nitrogen-fixing bacteria, to activate it. And guess what? There's something we do on a regular basis to our soil that destroys these bacteria, and obviously then the plant's ability to get nitrogen to make proteins, and ultimately our ability to get protein from food. I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On the Bright Side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number is 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. Got a couple lines open for you, and we'll get your phone calls here in the beginning of our next segment. 844-236-6010. So there's something we're doing to our soil on a regular basis to make sure that the nitrogen-fixing bacteria aren't around to do their work. Right? No nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Plants don't get the nitrogen. Plants don't make the protein. Plants become less proteinated, if you will. And then the animals that eat those plants don't get the same protein value or don't get the protein value they should be getting from the plants. What are we doing? We're using pesticides. When you spray pesticides on plants, you kill bacteria, including nitrogen-fixing bacteria, just another reason why you want to eat organic if possible. So we talked a lot about nitrogen in the past as a highly energetic element. It gives protein and amino acids their fundamental characteristics. Protein and the amino acids that make up protein are by far and away the most critical elements in life. They are life. Proteins are, in essence, what life is about. Biologists will tell you that the Earth is around 4 billion years old. The first 500 million years or so, there was nothing living on the planet. There was lots of gas, there were chemicals, there were rocks and minerals. But it wasn't until 3.5 billion years ago that life first appeared, and that life, that living material, first appeared in the form of amino acids. That's how the theory goes anyway. Amino acids were created by the action of nitrogen that was emitted from volcanoes, mixing with other gases, including sulfur and oxygen, in combination with the electricity that came from lightning. Lightning just sparked the gas and the protein and the sulfur and the oxygen in between the activity of the electrical energy from the lightning and the nitrogen and the sulfur and the oxygen. Boom, protein. Protein's the star of the movie called Biological Life. And nitrogen is the star of protein. Ultimately, then, nitrogen is the key element in all of life. And the proteins that nitrogen forms, or that nitrogen is a component of, is basically just carbon and oxygen with a little piece of nitrogen, almost like an activating piece of nitrogen to turn or spark that carbon and oxygen into life. Carbon and oxygen and hydrogen, I should say. Carbon and oxygen and hydrogen make up carbohydrates. And then you put a little piece of nitrogen in that carbohydrate, gets turned, boom, into life, into protein. A carbohydrate is just sort of an energy, a source of energy. Has a little bit of a structural element to it, but basically carbohydrates are just a source of energy. But you stick a little piece of nitrogen on there and you get this solid material that you can build a body out of. Proteins have a solidity and they compose all the solid matter of the body, the vast majority of the solid matter of the body, and that's over 70%. Over 70% of the dry weight of the body is protein. That's a lot. That makes protein pretty darn important. Protein is the Brad Pitt of the movie called Life. It's the star of the movie called Life, and all the other components, the carbohydrate components, the fat components, vitamins, minerals, etc., those are like the supporting players. Not that they're not important, but they're not the star. They're the supporting actors. They support the activity of the protein. Now, the gas called nitric oxide has everything that a protein has except for carbon and hydrogen. Of the elements that form protein, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen, it's the carbon that gives proteins their solidity. And if nitrogen is combined with oxygen and there's no carbon present, instead of a solid protein, you get a gas, and that gas is nitric oxide. And it has this vapor nature, this mist nature, as opposed to the solid carbon-based substance that protein is. And it's this gas nature that gives nitric oxide its fascinating properties. Drug companies love nitric oxide. As I said, it's been exploited for many years in the heart business since the beginning of the modern age of pharmacy, which can be traced back to maybe 1850 or 1860. Since the beginnings, nitric oxide has been exploited in the heart business, in the cardiovascular business, via nitric oxide boosting inhalers or drugs. Nitroglycerin is a classic example of this. Nitric oxide has been a mainstay of cardiovascular medicine since the modern age of drugs began. Nitroglycerin was basically the first heart drug, and nitroglycerin is still used today to open up blood vessels to treat angina. Angina is this unbelievably painful, miserable condition where oxygen delivery to the heart becomes impaired. Nitroglycerin, via its effects on nitric oxide, almost immediately causes the blood vessels around the heart to open up, feeding the heart and relieving angina pain almost instantly. People with angina always carry around a little nitroglycerin with them, put under their tongue to alleviate the incredibly painful effects of angina. In addition to nitroglycerin, there's other nitric oxide-inducing drugs. They call them nitrates. These are involved in keeping the heart beating correctly in the case of arrhythmias. Perhaps the most famous of the nitrate drugs or nitric oxide boosting drugs is Viagra, and also to a certain extent Levitra and Cialis, although Viagra is the one that's been the most studied. Viagra uses nitric oxide boosting to open up and improve blood flow for sexual performance. And one of the major contraindications for Viagra and these other kinds of drugs, Cialis and Levitra, is heart disease. If you have heart disease, they tell you you're not supposed to use these types of drugs because of their effect on nitric oxide. One of the side effects of these kinds of drugs is headaches and flushing, and all this is related to the fact that nitric oxide opens up blood vessels so dramatically. Of course, nitric oxide's ability to open up blood vessels is important for better sex, but that same vasodilation, that same opening up of blood vessels, increasing of blood flow, if you will, that same vasodilation can cause headaches and flushing and a drop in blood pressure that can affect the heart. When the blood vessels open up, the pressure drops, and that can have a negative effect on the heart, and that's why they tell you not to use Viagra if you have heart disease. This blood vessel opening effect, this vasodilation effect, is actually being explored by drug companies for use in heart disease as a benefit for treating heart disease. In an article that was published in the Huffington Post last October, it was reported that Italian researchers found that Viagra, the active ingredient, sildenafil it's called, was a, quote, effective and safe treatment for some, unquote, for some patients who had heart disease. The researchers wrote in their findings that was published in this journal called BMC Medicine, they wrote that Viagra's effects could improve heart performance without affecting overall systemic blood pressure. And they also found that in the case of enlarged hearts, Viagra could slow down and even stop the increase in the size and the changes in the shape of the heart. Now, whether or not forcing the heart not to enlarge itself, if it needs to enlarge itself, with forcing it to comply with a pharmacological poison, whether or not that's a good idea, is up for debate. But the fact remains, this is one of the effects of the drugs. And what's more, drug companies are now exploring new ways to take advantage or exploit the powers of nitric oxide. They're sticking nitric oxide stimulators onto old drugs, some cases really old drugs like aspirin. One of the toxic effects, and it's a very serious toxic effect of aspirin, is the fact that it can cause gastric bleeding. The gastric bleeding effects can be so significant that you can die, and death from gastric bleeding is really one of the more important causes of death. Deaths from gastric bleeding associated with aspirin is one of the more important side effects or toxicities associated with aspirin, and it's a leading cause of death. So it's not just an insignificant minor type of effect. It really limits how aspirin can be used, how much aspirin can be used. And now drug companies are exploring a really interesting and fascinating strategy for combining nitric oxide or nitric oxide boosting with aspirin. I'll tell you what I mean on our next Bright Side episode as we continue talking about nitric oxide and the gas hormones. We're coming back with more good health information as well as your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so from the journal Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. It turns out that the influenza, the flu virus, doesn't really work. Surprise, surprise. The flu has mutated and the flu vaccine doesn't work. At least this recent edition of the flu vaccine, the 2014 flu vaccine, quote, this is from Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, quote, the current vaccine offers little protection against more than half of influenza viruses. And this is, comes on top of a CNN article. Where is this CNN article? Flu shots less effective this year because the current virus is mutated. Apparently, the flu vaccine that you take, or the flu vaccine that you buy, or the flu vaccine that's given you, doesn't cover the flu. Now, we've talked about this on The Bright Side. I've talked about it in my presentations for many years. The flu vaccine is based on the flu they think, the flu virus that they think will be present. It's a guess, and it often doesn't work. And thus, according to CNN anyway, scientists are concerned about what they're seeing so far. This flu season, the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says this year's flu vaccine is not as effective because the current strain of the virus has mutated. No surprise there. Let's see, more I told you so. Sugar, not salt, may be at fault for hypertension. By the way, yesterday I did we do weekly phone calls. Myself and Dixie Sedgwick do a weekly phone call on various subjects. Yesterday we covered hypertension, high blood pressure. The calls are every Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I talk for about 20 minutes, and we take about 10 minutes or so of phone calls or of questions. The dial-in number, if you're interested in joining us, is 605-562-3140. Participant access code 444-973-POUND. That's 605-562-3140. Participant access code 444-973-POUND. Yesterday, we talked about high blood pressure. We talked about hypertension. And I said one of the major causes of hypertension is sugar. And I never even mentioned salt intake as a cause of hypertension. That's because, in my opinion, the whole idea about reducing salt intake is just based in bad science. There's really no such thing as salt. What people are referring to is sodium chloride when they say restrict your salt intake. But sodium is an essential electrolyte, as is chloride. So I'm not of the opinion that salt intake is really a significant factor when it comes to high blood pressure. But sugar most certainly is. And this is something we've been talking about on the Bright Side for many, many years, since the beginning of the Bright Side. I've been talking about it in my presentations for many, many years since I started doing presentations. Now, according to the journal Open Heart, a reduction in the consumption of added sugars, and in particular processed foods, may translate into decreased rates of hypertension as well as decreased cardiometabolic disease, i.e. diabetes and all of its associated symptomology. In particular, a new review article suggests that sugar, not salt, appears to contribute to the majority of hypertension risk. What else do you need to hear, folks? If you got to pick one dietary strategy to enjoy a longer life and a healthier life, as well as reducing your risks of high blood pressure, it would be to limit or restrict the amount of sugar that you eat and the amount of processed foods. The best way to do that is by increasing the amount of protein that you eat. More protein translates into less sugar intake. More protein, less sugar. Throw in some coconut oil and good fats as well. And, of course, sugar metabolizing nutrients can have a wonderful effect on helping the body process the sugar that you're eating. And not coincidentally, sugar metabolizing nutrients like chromium, vanadium, magnesium, thiamine, the B complex in general, essential fatty acids, taurine, arginine, all of these wonderful nutrients that help us process sugar also, not coincidentally, can help lower blood pressure too. Just another example of the misunderstandings that are spewed out by the medical model and the simplicity and ease and non-drug requirement for maintaining good health and longevity in addition to helping lower your blood pressure. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. Got a line open for you. Time to hit our phones. Let's go to Cindy in Virginia. What's up? Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side, Cindy.
Good morning, Ben. I listened last night with you and Dixie. That was wonderful.
Good deal.
I have a hemorrhoid, and they diagnosed that in May. It's larger, and it itches nearly 24 hours a day. And because of that, I only get like 3 hours of sleep. I'll get three hours, and then I wake up, and it won't stop itching.
That's terrible. Itching and hemorrhoids, both itching, whether it occurs in the skin or in the hemorrhoid, surprise, surprise, involve the digestive system, specifically the liver and the circulatory system, too. So between digestion, liver, and circulation, that's where you're going to have your bulk of the causes of hemorrhoids, and liver toxicity can also cause itching, so that's not atypical. So here's what you got to do. You got to have some digestive stuff percolating along there, probably constipation. That's usually what's associated with hemorrhoids.
I have that. You already have me on the Healthy Start Pack.
Well, let me give you some ideas here. Do you have varicose veins? Any issues with varicose veins, by the way?
Not that I know of, but my...
Well, you would know. They're just big bulging veins in your legs.
I've only developed that during, I'm going through psychotropic drug withdrawal, and I'm 16 months into it. And the last 6 months, that is happening. The veins are coming to the surface, and they're sticking out.
Yeah, that's the same. It's hemorrhoids of the legs, or hemorrhoids are varicose veins of the hemorrhoidal tissue. So it's the same thing. It's caused by the blood not making the return trip back up to the heart correctly. I was talking about that yesterday with Dixie. The circulatory system is a circle. Circulatory means a circle. Heart comes from the blood. It goes to all the tissues and the cells, feeds the tissues and the cells with oxygen and nutrients, and then makes a return trip back up. the return trip back up is much more difficult for the blood than the downward trip from the heart because it's further away from the beat. So blood tend, if you're not in good shape, blood will tend to pool down to the bottom and thus your hemorrhoid and thus your varicose veins. So what you got to do is you got to consider this a circulatory system issue. And that means, number one, we got to figure out why is the blood sticky and clogged. It could certainly have something to do with the medication that you've been on. But more importantly, we want to know what you're doing right now. If it's been 16 months since you've been off your meds, there's something you're consistently doing. The most likely cause of sticky, dirty, slow, sluggish blood is going to be the digestive system, especially at that juncture in the liver. Blood goes from the digestive system to the liver and then back up to the heart. Over long conditions of long-term toxicity, if you've been on drugs for a long time, that can cause it. The liver will start to get clogged up, and blood won't make it through the liver, and it will kind of back up towards the bottom of the body. So you got to focus on the digestive system and the liver first and foremost. In addition to the Healthy Start Pack, you should probably be doing your digestive enzymes, ultimate enzymes with all your meals. You might want to throw in some fat-processing nutritional supplements, such as lecithin and bile salts, apple cider vinegar is always a good idea. Anything you could do to help the liver process fats and to help your digestive system work correctly. Probiotics, the Biolumin Nightly Essence is an absolute must-have. You may want to consider a Swear-O-V fast and cleanse. That's where you don't eat for 1 or 2 or even 3 days, and all you do is Swear-O-V, a bottle of Swear-O-V every couple hours, half a bottle an hour kind of thing, or you can do more. I just did a two-day Swear-O-V fast on Friday and Saturday. And all I did was Swear-O-V and some water. It's real easy to do with the Swear-O-V. So you want to focus on the digestive system first and foremost. The second thing you want to do is start to move your body around. One of the best things we can do to increase the flow of blood through the veins is move our muscles. It may be true that that the return trip, the blood going back up to the heart through the veins, is a little bit slow, but you can help move things along by moving your muscles, even by deep breathing. Deep breathing not only will help move muscles, will also thin the blood, and that can also help move the circulatory system around, move blood through the circulatory system more effectively. So you want to look at the digestive system, you want to look at circulation. Hang time, we'll give you a couple more nutritional strategies helping move blood around the body and eliminate or reduce varicose veins and hemorrhoids. Don't go away, Cindy. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
So you've been listening to Pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Cindy in Virginia. Cindy, in addition to, I'm going to go a little fast here. I want to get to all my calls, Cindy, okay?
Okay.
In addition to all the digestive strategies and the liver health strategies, and in addition to deep breathing techniques and moving your body around to help improve circulation, and hemorrhoids need to be considered a circulatory issue first and foremost. In addition to all those other strategies, there's direct supplements you can use to help thin the blood. Vitamin E is such a significant blood thinner that doctors will actually tell you not to take vitamin E when you're having surgery because they're afraid it'll thin your blood too much, but you can exploit the blood thinning properties of vitamin E by using it as a supplement. I will be using the tocotrienol form of vitamin E, maybe 400 international units a day. EFAs, especially omega-3s, can have a blood-thinning effect. And one of my favorite ways to thin the blood and improve circulation is by using Fucoidin or the Fucoidin Z product from Youngevity. You can also use the Z Radical, but you get a little bit more Fucoidin in the Fucoidin Z product. And Fucoidin is a great blood thinner in addition to having helping improve weight loss and also improving sugar control, both of which can improve improve circulatory health. So using the Fucoidin Z, 3 capsules in the morning, 3 capsules at night, in addition to all those other supplements that we just talked about. That's what I'd be doing, Cindy, if I were you, and I hope that helps. Anything else?
No. Okay. No. Thank you very much.
Good deal. God bless. Have a beautiful day. Okay. Mary in Oregon, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
My nephew would like to know why his fiance has MS and he doesn't, when they're eating the same foods.
Well, it doesn't work that way. It's not the foods themselves. It's how we respond to the foods. So she may have an issue with her digestive system. She may have an issue with specific intolerances or allergies. She may have an issue in her gut with her gut bacteria, the probiotics that live in the gut. She may have other nutritional deficiencies. There's all kinds of reasons why she would respond differently. But what she should be doing is assessing what her specific food issues are. And the best way to do that when you have MS is to go on a fast. You can do the Swear V 3-day fast or the Swear V 1-day fast, or you can just fast. And I know of no quicker way to reduce the symptoms, the painful discomfort, and the symptoms associated with multiple sclerosis than to do a 1 or 2 day fast. This is one that even doctors are familiar with. If you go on WebMD, you'll see an article on MS and fasting, multiple sclerosis and fasting, that talks about the anti-inflammatory effects of a good fast, anti-MS symptom effects of a good fast. Then once you've hit the reset button, in effect, by fasting for 1 or 2 days, have her eat as normal, and see what happens, where she should probably just always pick one food, eat as normal, but just pick a favorite food that she likes and just eat that food. And when I say eat as normal, just don't change her diet necessarily, but pick one food, spend all day eating that food, and see what happens. That's the only way to really assess what it is. After we eat any food, there is an inflammatory reaction that occurs even under the best of circumstances. But if you have multiple sclerosis or an autoimmune disease, then the chances are that that inflammatory response is significant and dramatic. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the symptomology of your autoimmune disease or your inflammatory symptomology. There's always going to be a certain amount of inflammation, but it's not necessarily a degree of inflammation that you're going to notice. But if you have MS and you have an autoimmune disease, you have some kind of problem, the chances are that the inflammatory symptoms associated with the food are significant. So going on a fast, reintroducing food, seeing what those foods do, that's your best strategy. It's the only way to assess what specific foods are causing what specific problems. Does that help, Mary?
Yes, it does.
All right. God bless you, ma'am. Have a beautiful day. Okay, Daniel in Texas, what's cooking? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
I am troubled with fatigue, mostly. I used to be able to walk a good bit, but nowadays it seems like at the end of my walk, I'm so tired.
How old are you, bro?
Not tired. I'm just sort of, I can't hardly,
like
everything
winded.
Seems to collapse.
Like you're winded? Like you just don't have...
Everything seems to collapse, you know what I mean? I can't hardly do anything.
I gotcha. How old are you, Daniel?
79.
Well, God bless you, my friend. That's awesome. So here's a couple of things for you. Fatigue is kind of a general symptom. It doesn't really say anything. There's so many different things that can cause fatigue. So we got to find some specific symptomology that we can start to work with. And the first place to look for symptomology is going to be the digestive system. The next thing to look at with symptomology is the blood sugar system. And then the third thing to look at when you have any kind of symptomology is going to be your breathing, your oxygenation. So first things first, always digestive system first.
I take a probiotic, a good one.
Well, you're going to need...
A million.
No, you need more than a million. You need billions. Bacteria measured in billions.
Okay.
So you need about 100 billion. You don't need, but
I think
people take 100 billion a day, at least to start. A good probiotic supplement like the Biolumin Nightly Essence will get you 15 billion per capsule, something along those lines, 10 to 15 billion. So even with a really good probiotic, you're going to need 5 to 10 or so a day if you really want to get a good amount of bacteria, in addition to eating fermented foods. Now, the most important, I'm not marginalizing the importance of probiotics, but the most important strategy for taking care of your digestive system is to find problem foods, to find foods that you have a problem with. I know I say this every day, and I probably say it to everybody who calls, but it is the single most important strategy for taking care of our bodies when we're having some kind of health crisis or health challenge. Got to link foods, connect foods to problems with digestion, and that includes bowel movement issues, gas, bloating, heartburn, nausea, queasiness, sense of fullness, anything that affects the digestive system, link it to foods, and then eliminate those foods. That's always job number one, even ahead of probiotic supplements, as important as those are. You can also use strategies for coating the digestive system. One of the things that happens as we get older is the digestive system breaks down. Holes develop, literally holes develop in the digestive system. Food gets into the blood, and that wreaks havoc on overall health. Nothing is supposed to get into the blood, but under conditions of breakdown in the intestine, that's what occurs. So patching up the digestive system using the Z-radical, aloe vera, noni, bone soup, glutamine powder. We're going to talk about another amino acid called citrulline here in the next few days that can also be helpful for patching up the gut. Zinc is stupendously important for leaky gut syndrome, for those holes in the gut. Omega-3 fatty acids and essentially the ultimate EFAs are also very important. The next step is going to be to stabilize your blood sugar by eating more protein and having zero tolerance for sugars and processed foods. And then the third step is going to be to make sure you're practicing your slow, deep breathing. Slow, deep breathing. Nothing works without oxygen. No cells can fire. No muscle cells can grow. No fibers will be produced, et cetera, under conditions of a shortage of oxygen. And that will also cause the blood to clot, further compromising nutrient delivery and stressing your heart out as well. So making sure that you're practicing your deep breathing techniques is the third step. Number one, digestion. Number two, focus on the blood sugar. Number three, respiration. And then absolutely positively make sure you're on the Healthy Start Pack, getting your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. We all know that deficiencies in the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients will mock you out faster than anything else. So making sure you get your 90 nutrients for the Healthy Start Pack, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate EFAs, and the Beyond Osteo FX is very, very advisable. Hope that works for you, Daniel. Thanks so much for your call. Anything else going on?
Start Pack.
Healthy Start Pack. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you talked to me on the radio and you want the Healthy Start Pack. And then shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, once you get your Healthy Start Pack, and I'll walk you through the whole process. Put your phone number in the email. I'll call you, and we'll walk you through the process. Okay, Daniel?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
God bless, my friend. Have a beautiful day. Rose in Texas, what's up? I think I owe you a phone call, Rose. I apologize.
Yes, you do, sir. Hi, how you doing? We greatly appreciate all your effort and your kindness and your love towards us.
Thank you. I appreciate
you, sir. My prayers are always there. How would I say? I want a question. There's a few, but one specific. I have a relative. She's in her late 70s, I think it is. Yeah. And she has high cholesterol. What is
cholesterol equals sugar, period. Cholesterol equals sugar. It's the first thing you want to focus on when you have high cholesterol, blood sugar and also insulin. Blood sugar and insulin tell the body it's time to grow. Cholesterol is a growing substance. It's a growth substance. It's a material for making cells. It's cell membranes. It's a raw material for making hormones. It is a growth substance. It's a movement substance. It's a brain substance. It's the quintessential distinguishing molecule that makes animals distinct from plants. Only animals make cholesterol because animals are ambulatory. They're moving, and animals have a brain. They're thinking. So unless you want to be a fern plant, you don't want to be messing around with your cholesterol levels. With drugs, certainly. The way to take care of your cholesterol is to appreciate elevated cholesterol as a sign that your blood sugar is off, and all diabetics know that elevations in cholesterol go hand in hand with diabetes. There's even prescription drugs that take care of both issues with one pill. So lower your blood sugar, lower your insulin levels, go on the ketogenic diet or a modified ketogenic diet, which is a high protein, high fat, or they say moderate protein, and high fat and low carbohydrate diet. Watch your cholesterol drop like a stone. Watch your blood pressure drop like a stone, and you'll lose weight to boot. Thanks so much, Rose. Appreciate your call. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about nitric oxide gas hormones. We'll talk about the new interesting pharmacological strategy for boosting nitric oxide by enhancing ordinary common drugs. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Brightside Ben phone team. Love to have you on my team. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Have a wonderful, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.